is a very, very special president. He is so deep in higher consciousness that even while busy taking charge of the worldly duty, he still remains true to his aim and his principle. For Dr. Janice's noble intention, for his love and care for fellow human beings and animals, for passionately wanting to better the world and to save the planet, we salute him respectfully. And we invite you to join his work, to think of what to do afterward for the future of ourselves, for us, to care for our planet, for our fellow human and animals alike, to make this world a paradise.
Greetings, and thank you for joining us today on Enlightening Entertainment for the fifth episode of our five-part special series on the Shining World Leadership Award, presented by Supreme Master Qinghai to the President of Slovenia, Janez Drnovšek. In our world today, we are blessed to have a leader who is a beacon of enlightened consciousness, a most noble and exemplary head of state, the President of the Republic of Slovenia, Dr. Janez Drnovšek. Prior to becoming president in 1991, he peacefully and successfully negotiated the final withdrawal of the Yugoslav Federal Army to maintain the freedom and sovereignty of the Republic of Slovenia. Dr. Drnovšek received the highest state decoration, the Golden Order of Freedom of the Republic of Slovenia, for this great effort. President Drnovšek is a committed vegan who clearly expresses his conviction that animals have the same right to live and enjoyment of life that we humans do. He is ever concerned for the well-being of the citizens of Slovenia. He is also the initiator of the project Fruits of Society, of which the purpose is to stimulate voluntary service activities and intergenerational cooperation. But more than that, his extraordinary kindness extends to other parts of the world. In 2006, he launched the World for Darfur Initiative to provide aid to those affected by this conflict and to bring about greater global awareness to encourage a peaceful solution. He is a published author with a best-selling book, Thoughts on Life and Consciousness, which focuses on humans, the search for inner equilibrium, inner peace, and gaining awareness of our own self and the world. An excerpt from the book reads, "As you accept what is good, you in turn give good to others, following the inner voice that will keep you in step with universal laws. You won't have a guilty conscience, you won't be unhappy. You won't be acting against creation or against yourself. You will just be a drop in the ocean of universal consciousness." More recently, he has written Golden Thoughts and The Essence of the World. Dr. Drnovšek believes that true, positive change can come about through a higher consciousness in most of the people of the world. In 2006, he founded the Movement for Justice and Development to raise human consciousness and make the world a better place. To honor President Janez Drnovšek's outstanding effort and enlightened leadership, on May 31, 2007, Supreme Master Qinghai personally presented him with the Shining World Leadership Award at the Presidential Palace in Slovenia. Supreme Master Qinghai praised his noble example through the promotion of vegetarianism, animal rights, and humanitarianism, as well as his forward-thinking model to look beyond economic interests and to solve issues in our world with compassion. Indeed, the meeting of Supreme Master Qinghai and President Drnovšek is an occasion of great rejoicing, a sign that our planet is moving to higher consciousness. This cordial reception of Supreme Master Qinghai by President Drnovšek was reported in the media as well as on the President's official website. Following is the exclusive conversation between Supreme Master Qinghai and President Drnovšek on May 31st, 2007 in Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia.
It's good for a country and the world to have at least one enlightened president. Wouldn't you consider to stay in your office?
Did the people from my staff told you to tell me
no,
this?
No, I first time I met them. Tell him, it's the first time I ever know you. First time ever, the moment I step here, first time I know them. I don't know any of them, and she's also
because
don't tell
me. Because I'm listening this all the time, anyway.
Yeah? Okay, so we are together, huh? Yeah. See, I'm one with you. That means you should do it. The people's will. And I'm a stranger, total stranger. Mm. I have no interest, no profit if you become president or not of Slovenia. I gain nothing. I'm not working here. Mm. So it's a true feeling, I tell you. Yeah? If your staff tell you, maybe you think they love you and they work for you, they want
We have to take care of the world, the whole world.
Not only the small
Slovenia.
That's why. If you are Slovenia, you start thinking more now. You go different country, lecture. As a president.
It's not enough to tell the politicians. Politicians will not change by themselves, you know. Unless there is the pressure from the people.
Yes.
Unless there is the general consciousness raising.
Yes, sir, but together, you know.
So, you know, if... Just to influence the politicians around, it's not enough.
It's already better because they are the leaders.
No, but they will not change unless there is this kind of pressure.
They might.
From the people.
They might. Not really, sir. Or like you are such a shining example, maybe they want to be like that. Who knows? And of course, I don't mean you just go to politicians and change them, but because you have to meet them anyway. You know?
The house you don't start to build with the roof, but with the foundations.
Yes,
and
that's
the foundations
correct.
Are the people.
Yeah, that's correct.
The world.
You can influence both. What I mean is, as a president, you have a position to influence the politicians, and then meanwhile you go lecture as well. Whenever you have time, you go lecture different countries as a president, not just as a citizen.
I will do what the consciousness will tell me. What the higher consciousness will dictate to you.
Okay.
Yes.
I hope he will tell you the best.
Certainly, it will tell me to do the best.
Yes, okay.
What is the best? I think it's important, the title is not so important. Perhaps initially, to get the attraction, to attract the attention.
Yes.
But then this is not important.
No,
important are messages.
I know, but you have it, both.
Yeah,
what
you have to tell the people.
I know.
We have so many presidents and politicians and they are able to tell nothing.
No, they don't have. What I mean is you have in it, you have it, see? And the president title helped to bring the message across maybe better, that's what I mean. Just like, you know, we don't need the flower here, but it looks pleasant. Yes, you know, you don't need the cravat and the clothes, but it helps to make the president look dignified, you know, proper. Yes, you don't need it, I don't need it, but it helps. In this world, we use what the people want. That's what it is. I don't mean you need to be a president. The people need maybe to hear from an enlightened president, which is so rare. If every president enlightened like this, of course you don't need to go out. But you are a president and enlightened. You have both, you see? That's very important. Yeah. I'm maybe a little enlightened, but I'm not a president, so I lack something. And you have both. Yes.
We can do this with or without president.
With president is better. What do you say? Yes or no? Yes. Sir, you are an enlightened person. You are a saint. You don't care about the title. That is obvious. Everybody knows. But the people of the world, they're not enlightened, you know? And any title is very important to them, sir. Think back of the people, not in your position. Now you're ready to go out and be free, but the people are still very ignorant, many. And maybe talking as a president might help. I'm just thinking. I'm sure it helps, no? Yeah? For example, look, if she is very enlightened, huh? She's very enlightened, but she go out, she says, Mrs. Johnny, go out and speak. Maybe people are not so interested as a president go talk. It's just in the standpoint of the people, sir, not our standpoint. But if you are tired of it, then of course it's your personal choice. And depends on high consciousness, but make sure he tells the right thing, huh? You guys. Yes, oh, you're right. Sir, you're right. Whatever you do, it would be correct. Yes. It's just, generally speaking, I think a president is very attractive, no? If your surname is president or prince or king, I would be very attractive to people, huh?
It's not like you go out without substance. That's the thing, you see? Because you have substance and you're enlightened. So in case you consider to sacrifice your dislike for politics and
your love for privacy and sainthood, in case you choose to sacrifice, that would be good. That's all. That's what I mean.
Thank you. Yeah. In any case, I think that I will have to do something with spreading the higher consciousness.
Yes, sir. Yes,
around
sir.
The world. Then it is about the energy. If you are in direct contact with people, yes. It's about the energy. The
yes,
energy
sir.
Is creating.
The exchanging. Yeah. And the personal contact, this is nothing better than that. Yeah, books is not enough, really. Yes. You see, so even ordinary author, yeah? Mm-hmm. Ordinary writer, even when they publish their book first, they still have to sit somewhere, write to people, talk to people. You see that? Even the bestsellers, that's how they do it. Personal contact. Yeah, everybody does that. Yeah, we do it the way the world do it. Okay, anyway, it's your life. And it's your decision. Whatever you do, be the best. But if anything we could do to bring your message across, please let us have a chance to do it. Yeah. That's all.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Perhaps I could mail you some parts of my first two books.
Some part of it?
Some quotations.
Okay. You let us know which is the best.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I can send you the whole books,
yes.
Or I can select some quotations
both.
For you.
Both, sir. So okay, I can read the whole,
yeah.
And the quote we put it on TV, so for people to know about it. Because if they're interested in the quote, they will be interested in the whole book.
Mm.
Or at least if they're not, they're helping them. It will sink in their consciousness.
Mm.
Even if they say, oh, they don't think about it. But it will help. Better than only negative, broadcasting all the time. Yeah, one light is better than no light. Yeah, because the room is big, but sometimes you just put one candle, even one candle, but the room is also visible to walk around and to do things. So everything helps, sir. Oh, we do that, huh?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what for? We live here and we go, we don't do anything to the world. It's also not right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm sure you have other people
thank
waiting.
You. Thank you very much for coming to see us in Slovenia.
Oh, I love it.
And also for your nice, for your... Reward.
God bless you more. God bless you all the time and all the time. And more and more.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Right, sir. You're welcome. And thanks for having us. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai and President Janez Drnovšek, for your permission to share this cordial conversation with Supreme Master Television viewers. Wonderful viewers, as always, it's a joy to have you with us for our special series on the Shining World Leadership Award, presented by Supreme Master Qinghai to the President of Slovenia, Dr. Janez Drnovšek. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Have a blessed and peaceful day.